From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump heads for Asia. Could another nuclear test be imminent? South Korea's intelligence agency says the North may be preparing to conduct another missile test just days before U.S. President Donald Trump arrives on the divided peninsula. Officials with the National Intelligence Service told lawmakers today that it had detected a flurry of activity at North Korea's missile research facilities in the capital of Pyongyang. North Korea has conducted a series of tests on its nuclear programs and ballistic missile programs in recent years in defiance of international sanctions. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York City bike path, killing eight and wounding at least 12 others, was charged yesterday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney Jun H. Kim offered up this evidence.
A note that was recovered just outside the truck that read, in part, "No God, but God, and Muhammad is his prophet, and Islamic supplication, it will endure," a phrase commonly used to refer to ISIS.
The suspect, Saifullah Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a police officer. He's confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year and said he was inspired by ISIS videos. Federal authorities also said they found a second Uzbek man in the case. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country.
Sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. It's not good. It hasn't been good. We've been against it.
The program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. This is VOA News. A group of leaders from Spain's Catalonia region appeared in two Madrid courts on Thursday to answer charges of rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement connected with their push for Catalonia's independence. Not among them was the ousted leader, Carles Puigdemont, who has spent this week in Brussels and did not abide by the court's order to appear. He's dismissed the charges as politically motivated.
Well, if in Spain there you can trust the judicial system, my answer is no.
Now that's the voice of former Catalonia President Artur Mas, who defended Puigdemont.
And it is quite logical that his lawyers give him advice in the sense that he has the right to defend himself. And probably staying in Brussels is the best way the lawyers understand that can help the strategy for his personal defense.
A spokesman for Spain's ruling Popular Party told the Associated Press that Puigdemont's failure to appear in Madrid Thursday for the hearing could trigger the issuance of an arrest warrant and a petition for him to be extradited. As expected, the U.S. voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo on Cuba at the U.N. General Assembly. More than 190 countries voted for lifting the embargo. Only Israel joined the U.S. Washington's no vote contrasts with its abstention a year ago under the Obama administration as it undertook a process of normalizing ties with Havana. Baruch College Cuba analyst Ted Henkin said the embargo has been counterproductive.
Our embargo has had little impact, plus it has much more isolated us in the hemisphere and in the world than isolated Cuba.
Cuba's foreign minister said President Trump is one more president implementing a policy that means a return to the past. Thursday marks the 100th anniversary of a British government declaration celebrated by Israel as a foundation in establishing a Jewish state, but criticized by Palestinians as an injustice and an impediment to peace in the region. Known as the Balfour Declaration, the 1917 text came in a letter from Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour to Lord Lionel Walter Rothschild, a British financier and Zionist leader. It lays out the British government's declaration of sympathy with Jewish aspirations to create a homeland. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi traveled to the troubled northern Rakhine state for the first time since the start of a brutal military campaign against minority Rohingya Muslims. Suu Kyi also visited the Matamantin Mayo village where Arso Rohingya militants brutally killed eight native Mayo last September. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.